Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking back at the weekends, we always like to do to jumpstart the show on a Monday. You mentioned the Caps game we were at Saturday night, and we, again, doing a shout-out, our show sponsor, Kondori and Murad. They brought the crew. We had a blast in the 106.7, the Fan penalty box behind the goal. There was a lot of questions being asked about me and how many cookies I consumed. The over-under was set at 4.5, and I got to tell you guys, a lot of you lost bets, and it's not my fault. If you want to blame me, you're going to have to wait on doing that until I give you all the details. So the first things first, I ate one cookie. That's it.
Okay.
One chocolate chip cookie. Here was the problem. I was banking on walking into a suite where there were trays of cookies set up for me. A catered cookie bake-off situation. That was not what happened. We tried to order cookies toward the end of the game, only to find out that it was too late to order cookies. And so in a very annoying way, I pleaded. I begged. Danny, you watched it. You were embarrassed. I desperately got on my hands and knees and asked whoever was on the other end of the phone, I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll give you $30. I'll Venmo you a bunch of money. We just need to trade cookies. Eventually, we were able to find an unnamed employee to scour the entire arena and to bring us back a tray of chocolate chip cookies. Six of them. But because there had been so much talk about cookies, cookies were all of a sudden a hot commodity in the suite. So I got my mitts on one. It was a good-sized cookie. I did post a picture on Instagram, at Grant H. Paulson, if you want to go see the greatest cookie in all the world. And I enjoyed myself, but that was the only cookie I ate. So for those of you that are upset at me because you lost your bets on the over-under for cookies, just know that I ate what I could. I did what I could for you guys. Yeah. I did it for you.
I will say I love you to death. You're my guy. The cookie crusade, I was uncomfortable. I wanted cookies, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, if there were cookies, I was going to eat them. And I, of course, ate my cookie. But, man, at one point, you looked at me, handed me the phone, and go, use a different voice. And on the other, talk to the person on the other end and ask them in a really nice but authoritative way to bring us cookies. Like, right. Moments after you were told no. And I was like, I don't know. And thank God our sales guy, Patrick, was there to be the adult. You know, like, he got on the phone, and he talked, and I just sort of meandered around and pretended to look at my shoes and was very uncomfortable. And somehow, after he had some cash and he went away and he came back and then all of a sudden cookies came and it was a miracle. It was a Capitals miracle that cookies were there, but it wasn't like you and I could have eaten that Trey Turner by ourselves, but we had to share it with guests.
Yes.
So who knows how many we could have eaten? Who knows? No one's gonna be able to say.
We could have done some damage. I think it's important to point out in my defense that we called at the end of the second period.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally, the horn sounds, I call for cookies.
Yeah.
I guess they have a cutoff policy for food at the end of the second period. So if that's the case, we're talking about being maybe 20 seconds late, however long it took to pick up the phone and punch in the button that says cookies on it, right?
Yep.
And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we just cut off our food services. It's so close, I think we can still talk ourselves into some cookies. That's where I was at. So I kind of made friends with the person, did a little discussing. I'm like, okay, I'm getting a sense they're not enjoying this, so I'll just hang up and thank them for their time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I asked, maybe if you call back, they'll giggle and laugh and say, okay, we'll send you up some cookies. Because the way I view the world, they've got the power. All they got to do, it's like, you know, to me and you, Danny,
mm-hmm.
getting an extra chicken nugget in the box when you go through the drive-thru is a day changer. That's winning off the field. That's the dream.
Indeed.
But to the person that's working in that drive-thru, that's what they deal in. They got nothing but chicken nuggets, man. There's just 100 of them in a bag somewhere. They're just pulling 6 at a time out of the fryer. They're taking the tongs to take a couple out of your box to make sure that the right number's in there. They'll never think about it again. So in my mind, I'm going, this person has the power, if they want to get us those cookies. And the only way we're going to get them is if we make sure that they know how badly we need them, how badly we want them. So I thought you would want to help me in that quest, and you weren't interested.
I was too uncomfortable.
Now, you were interested in eating the cookies when they came
there.
I'm
good at that part. You know what? Let me take it back. I'm great at that part.
So that's how that went. But we did get cookies eventually. I did eat one. So for those asking, that was the story of the game. The other story of the game, sadly, Nick Jensen getting destroyed against the boards, leaves on a stretcher. There were so many things in that game I'd never seen before, by the way. There was a stoppage because they had to close curtains because daylight was coming in, sunlight on the ice from the windows. I've never seen that at that arena before. They had to bring out a ladder to fix something on top of the boards at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Dowd, who's been in 2 career fights, absolutely beat the you-know-what out of a guy. Like, that's a thing you don't typically see. I love you, Nick Dowd, by the way, so much. Just a great hockey game. We had a lot of fun, man. It was good.
Can you share what Nick Dowd texted you back, if anything?
Let's see here. He did text me back.
Uh-huh. Not during the game, obviously. Just want so nobody is upset.
Right.
So, like, things are happening, right? Two major milestones. You could tell the hunt was on for that guy from Tampa Bay. I should actually figure out what his name is instead of just saying that guy. But the dude that took a run at Nick Jensen, I thought it was a dirty hit. No penalty was called, which I thought was bogus. We all assumed it would be two swings Tommy that was going to knock his ass out. Like, that's what everybody thought. But maybe they're going, well, we need him on the ice a little bit more. We can't afford to have him, you know, off for 5 minutes or something. Who knows? So we had to wait a little while, right, because that was at the end of the first period. Middle of the second period, they're there on the faceoff, right as the puck drops, sort of the gloves, and Doubter, as you said, whooped his ass. My favorite part of the whole fight. I only saw this one time on the big video board. Then they didn't play it again because it was pretty easy to read the old lips. Doubter, you know, beats him to the ground. They get separated, the normal course of events. He's skating off. Somebody on the old Tampa Bay Lightning chirped him. And our friend Nick Dowd said, and I quote, with a bleep in there, you shut the bleep up, and
yeah,
then skated off, which was just perfect. And then he scored minutes later.
So excellent. So I tweeted Dowd twice during the game. For those of you keeping score at home, I never tweet him words.
I'm saying tweet, text.
Mm-hmm. I never text him words. I text him a pie emoji when he scores a goal because we used to celebrate his goals. He was on the show with us the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and he would always talk about loving pie, eating pie. And, you know, we got a guy to hook him up with some pies. It's
mm-hmm.
a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he scores a goal, I send him a pie. So my first text to him that wasn't a pie emoji in months was as he's being escorted to the penalty box after destroying the culprit, the enemy of the state in Washington, D.C., number one, on Saturday night, Isimon. And he's, you know, being led over to the penalty box. And I text him, let's bleeping go, 15 exclamation points. My sweet prince,
mm-hmm.
several more exclamation points.
That's right.
Get that bleep, exclamation point.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I was like, do I delete that? That was in the moment. That was a little aggressive.
Everyone's excited. We're
just hanging out with all the dudes, high-fiving. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to read
you'd
that.
You'd had at least one ginger ale. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You ramped up.
I didn't delete it, though. I left it there.
Left it.
And then about an hour later, in fact, 1 hour and 3 minutes later, after he scored a goal, pie emoji, let's bleeping go, pie emoji. His response after the game was a heart and then more pie, exclamation points.
I love it. I love it.
He did the thing, man. He did everything he needed to do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.